Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Shiur number 85. We're going to talk today about verbal abuse and a verbally abusive relationship. We're also going to talk about the reverse, the extreme positive aspects of one who does the reverse of that. Pertaining to verbal abuse, it's a very serious, serious thing. And one needs to understand that although in a husband-wife relationship, generally speaking, it is the men who are most the perpetrators of this verbal abuse on the women, very often it's the reverse. Now, even though men generally, they have more aggressive nature and masculine nature, and they're more prone to be physically abusive and even, you know, verbally abusive, while women not so as much, but the reverse happens a lot. It's not just women who suffer from verbal abuse. Men, many men, are severely abused by their wives verbally, who constantly accuse, criticize them, rage at them, angrily always responding. And some of these women have psychological disorders, and it is in a way extremely difficult because men are slower than women to reveal the details of what they heard and what they experience and what they're suffering from. Men are not used to being the victims of women. Women are generally more commonly the victims of men. You have the whole country persecuting, you know, the men because the women very often are the abused, and that is true. People tend to victimize women because they are weaker all through the world, and it is true. And they're taken advantage of all through the centuries, and men need to be responsible, and healthy men need to protect women from these things. So that's the generalization, that's true. But unfortunately, when the women lose their Bina Yesera, and they lose that feminine warmth or receptivity or nurturing qualities, and often they lose their emotional intelligence, they become equally or even more vicious than their counterparts, the verbally abusive men. So it's a sobering topic. And verbal abuse is something that does not leave physical signs. It's a type of a battering, a bashing, that does not show evidence of physical bruising, but it is just as painful, very often even more painful, and the recovery from that takes longer. If someone has been verbally abused, they've been told in subtle ways, and sometimes not so subtle ways, that their perception of reality is wrong, and that their feelings of were wrong, and consequently, they may doubt their own experience, and not even realize what's even going on. So it's very, very important when real verbal abuse is going on to have a close friend or mentor to talk about your experiences in the most objective way possible and let them determine what it is. It doesn't mean, you know, in every marriage, in every relationship, you'll say things that, you know, when you're upset. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's verbal abuse. We're going to talk about what really it constitutes that goes beyond the norm. Again, there's no physical sign of injury, no bruises, no black eyes, no broken bones. But there's an intensity of anguish that the victim suffers. That's terrible. Now, generally speaking, in a verbally abusive relationship, the abuser denies the abuse. I'm not abusing at all. I don't know what you're talking about. It usually occurs behind closed doors. And generally speaking, physical abuse is always preceded by a verbal abuse that comes first. So this Robert Fulghum, he wrote a book, many books, and he said, yelling at living things does not tend to kill the spirit in them. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will break our hearts. Most verbal abusive behavior is secretive. Usually it's only the partner of the abuser that hears this abuse. You know, you could see overall there may be a person that's abusive to everyone, you know, that's out there and they talk abusively. So you know that's sort of an obvious thing. They're a rough personality, and they could be that way with their wives and with their husbands and with their children, because that's the way they are with everyone. That's one type of personality. But you have personalities where it's not like that, where in the external outside world, they are careful and they are not abusive. They do even the reverse, and because they know when to use it. But with their own close relationships, their own wives or husbands or children, they inflict this abuse. So it's secretive. Usually only the partner knows this. And usually it becomes more intense over time. Unfortunately, then the partner, the victim, becomes more used to it. It gets adapted more easily. Sometimes the verbal abuse takes different forms and disguises, which we're going to describe. Verbal abuse constantly discounts the other person's perception of the abuse. Now, unfortunately, verbal abuse has been built into our culture. There's a one-upmanship. There's always trying to defeat the other person, putting the other person down, countering, manipulating, criticizing, hard-selling objects, intimidating, and in business practices also. So it's really in our culture, and unfortunately, in some aspects in our from culture, when there's a lot of infighting between groups and the way they talk to each other and then the way they interact with each other, the verbal abuse is horrendous. And it needs to be corrected. So here is some signs of real abuse that takes place. For example, again, we're talking stereotypically case where it's the wife that's the one who's being abused by her husband. Again, it could go reverse, like we just said. He becomes irritated or angry with you several times a week, although you hadn't meant to upset him. And you're surprised each time. And he counteracts and says he's not mad when you ask him what he's mad about, or he tells you in some way that it's your fault. Another sign is when you feel hurt and you try to discuss your upset feelings with him, you don't feel as if the issue has been fully resolved. So you don't feel happy or relieved, nor do you have a feeling that, you know, you made up. He may say, oh, you're just trying to start an argument, or in some other way express his refusal to discuss a situation of what you're upset about. You often feel perplexed and frustrated by his responses because you can't get him to understand what your intentions are. And you're upset not so much by the concrete issues of how much time you spend with each other or when you go on vacation. It's really about the communication of the relationship and what he thinks you said and what you heard him say. And sometimes it comes to a point where you ask yourself, what's wrong with me? I shouldn't feel so bad. And he rarely would want to share his own thoughts and plans with you. He seems to take the opposite view from you on almost every single thing you mention. And it's always that his view is right and your view is wrong. And you sometimes wonder if he perceives you, you know, as an individual. And he either is angry or says, I have no idea what you're talking about when you try to discuss these issues with him. So these are some symptoms of what I just described. Some of this is taken from a book, The Verbally Abusive Relationship by Patricia Evans, that these are signs of verbal abuse. It may be overt, angry outbursts. You're too sensitive. You don't know what you're talking about. Or it could be covert verbal abuse, indirect verbal abuse, crazy making, gaslighting, which we're going to talk about. Here is some of those covert or gaslighting, crazy making type verbal abuse that's hidden, but it's there, and how you recognize it. So here are some of those items, some of those aspects that may happen. Number one is you feel temporarily thrown off balance and momentarily unable to right yourself when he is saying those things. And you feel lost, not knowing where to turn. Getting caught off guard, feeling disconnected, feeling confused by his behavior, feeling disoriented, feeling off balance, like the rug is pulled out from under your feet. Receiving double messages, not, you know, lack of clarity that keeps you at unease and off balance. And feeling unprepared for a broken promise. He promised to do something, an unfulfilled expectation that you expected him to do, and he doesn't do it time and time again. And you have these dreams and aspirations that you both shared, and then it's just shattered time and time again. You assume there's a goodwill there, and instead there's ill will that seems to prevail, and you feel pushed around, and you're spinning in circles in your thought, and things that are supposed to be clear becomes muddled. What is he thinking, and what does he want from me? There's an uneasy, weird feeling of emptiness there. And there's a vague suspicion that something is wrong, but you can't put your finger on it. So those are some of those signs of covert abuse that takes place. And unfortunately, you know, the one who's to recognize it won't be the abuser. It has to be the one who is abused. Now, it's very important, the disclaimer is you don't see on regular upsetting situations right away. You know, the word abuse is used a lot. Trauma is used a lot. You don't use the word traumatized or abuse unless it's really there, because we seem to cheapen the word when it's not there. So you have to scientifically, in a methodological, clear way, understand what it is and understand. So this is some of those aspects that we're going to talk about pertaining to verbal abuse. And it could really kill a person's spirit. It could really crush a person. And it is very, very painful. And we don't want to dwell on this too much in this Power Word series. We really, really don't. We're going to have to talk about it to a certain degree. And we'll use this particular book that's pretty much scientific and well-researched to talk about some of these things. We'll mix it in with other, of course, the opposite of the power of the koyach of using words in the right way, and how that can really transform us and bring us to our greatest potential. Bracha v'atzlacha.